Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, shop time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Well, usually allow ourselves some time to complain about things that went wrong on Sunday in the NFL, Sean, but guess what? I have nothing to complain about.
I have absolutely zero to complain about as well. Good job by you.
3-0 on the pick. Sean went 3-0. Prop went well. It was a good weekend, Chime. 6-0 on the podcast. It's not happened very often.
Yeah, we are on a hot streak. Last week, we were 5-1 as a podcast. This week, 6-0. So 11-1 over the last 2 weeks. I mean, we are, after a couple of tough weeks for me, you're killing it this season, and I'm finally back on track. So I feel good about us right now.
Yeah, things went well yesterday. The Carolina game was wild. You stuck around for that. That dragged well into the 4 o'clock window. Thought we were home. DJ Moore gets a taunting penalty. Eddie Pinheiro misses the extra point. Eddie Pinheiro, because kickers want to ruin our lives as gamblers, misses the field goal. And they got lucky to get bailed out there at the end to lose, but cover the 4 points. Commanders get it done. Cowboys offense with Tony Pollard, no surprise, is freaking awesome. No wonder Zeke has tried so hard to stay on the field the last couple of years, because Tony Pollard is electric and be a starting running back for any of their team. Were yours even close, Shime, or did you have three easy winners yesterday?
I had the Dolphins game is close. They only won by 4, so they only covered by a half a point.
Yep.
So Dolphins, and they started down 14-0, which was just a brutal way for me to start. But I'm like, the Lions defense stinks. It's indoors. I have
really
faith.
Does.
The Dolphins offense, by the way, that has to be one of my biggest regrets this year, is not investing more in them, like in fantasy and in daily fantasy or underdog, like best ball leagues. They are just freaking electric. From Tua down to Tyreek and Jalen Waddle, all three of them are awesome. Luckily, I did acquire some Jalen Waddle stock, which is good. But then the Rams the Rams got pumped by the 49ers, which is exactly what we needed. Kyle Shanahan over Sean McVay, might have to bring back the gospel for that. And under 40.5 in that Tennessee-Houston game, never in doubt. Never for a second was that doubt.
And that was cooked after the first quarter. You knew you were home free. They're both playing slow, and Davis Mills throwing picks, and then Derrick Henry started getting loose there.
Malik Willis threw the ball
the
10 times.
Yeah, that was a rough look. If you were investing in Malik Willis yesterday, that was not what you wanted to see. And I'm sure the Titans are now all of a sudden want Ryan Tannehill to rush back, which is not something I'm sure they thought a couple of weeks ago. I thought CMC, what he did in the 49ers game,
is
just Shanahan. There's a reason why he was the number one fantasy pick across the board for most people, and he scored a languishing Carolina, but still had played well. He is going to be freaking electric, Shime. I was in awe of watching what Shanahan was able to do with him, and that's week two. Like, imagine a month from now what they're going to do with Debo healthy and CMC and Kittle. Like, I did not think much of them as a contender with Trey Lance or Jimmy Garoppolo in that division, but they're a division contender now in the NFC West. Your Rams, anti-Rams play was a strong one to miss the playoffs. And I think the 49ers had to be considered one of my two big takeaways from yesterday. They got to be considered a legit threat in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl.
100% agree with you. Because at this point, Jimmy Garoppolo just needs to point and shoot. And the best part is if you don't see it on the point and shoot, just check it down to McCaffrey. He'll take care of it for you. Like, that's something that Jimmy has never really done in San Francisco because that's just not the way the offense is run. But now, with McCaffrey running the football as well as he was, and Jeff Wilson still behind him, by the way, who is still good.
Don't trade him. Hey, 49ers, don't be stupid.
Yeah,
don't
you trade
him.
Eli Mitchell. Keep Jeff Wilson. And just Jeff Wilson is the McCaffrey backup. He is the insurance plan. But then, like, McCaffrey is going to be dynamic both in the rushing game and the receiving game. You're going to keep Debo more healthy for the longevity of the season. Like, this is just an unbelievably talented offense.
The other thing that stood out, we texted about this during the games yesterday, was just a huge miss. Everything was there to just absolutely hammer the over in that Dolphins-Lions game.
Yep.
Like, really, really dumb miss. You can have winning days at betting football and still be annoyed. And my one annoyance is how dumb I was for not placing my biggest bet of the year. Two bad defenses, injuries in the secondary, fast track there in Detroit. Like, this was... It was a layup shime, and I had none of it in that game yesterday.
Yeah, neither did I. I think the reason, though, is just I wasn't confident that the Lions' offense is going to do anything. I was quickly proven wrong by those first two drives, but I wasn't convinced that the Lions were ever going to do anything again on offense. But I guess just bet on the Lions, like bet on overs for Lions games when it's in a dome. That seems to be the only time that they're any good. They're just moving, like you said, fast track. They are scoring left and right. So that seems to be the play moving forward.
As far as the Patriots game yesterday, they win in cover pretty convincingly. And by the way, the public had this right, Sean. I was looking at the final money that came in yesterday. 55% of the bets and 68% of the money. The public was all over the Patriots yesterday. It went to 3 in a couple of places. So you did get Jets 3. Really didn't matter there at the end. They win and cover convincingly and do so less because of their team and more because Zach Wilson stinks out loud.
Yeah,
that's how I viewed it. I mean, you guys talked about 4 hours today, but we'll do this all on the radio for the next couple of days. But defense was great. The Jets still stink. And Zach Wilson found a way to trash talk the Patriots after losing in embarrassing fashion, which means they'll lose again in 2 weeks to the or 3 weeks to the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't view it as a convincing fashion just because, like, covering in convincing fashion just because, I mean, one dumb play by a Jets defender, if he doesn't do that, it is 17-3 at halftime instead of 10-6. And so, ten to six.
Yeah, it was a dumb penalty. The people complaining about the call in New York, they're wrong.
No,
it was a dumb penalty.
It was a penalty. 100% it was a penalty. It was just stupid.
Yep.
You had plenty of time to not launch yourself at the quarterback. And so it's just a dumb penalty. But and you bailed Mac Jones out of looking as bad as Zach Wilson. That's what you bailed him out of. I am still very much convinced Mac Jones ain't the guy, but that's a different conversation. Regardless, didn't feel it was as convincing just because of that play. But overall, you're right. They covered. They won. Nick Folk is the best. There you go.
Nick Folk, and thank you, Zach Wilson, who really – but I can tell you this. Mac is better than Zach Wilson.
Yes.
You agree with that?
Can't agree.
You don't love Mac, but you
better
would take him over.
Mac Jones, carrot sign facing him, Zach Wilson.
Looking ahead to week number 9, your Patriots will host the Indianapolis Colts, who were pretty lifeless yesterday with Sam Ellinger at the helm. I look ahead here to our early betting in week 9. I will tell you that the line opened. This is not the opening. This was the look ahead line from a week ago. They would have considered it a pick 'em. It is now Patriots as a 6-point home favorite chime in this game, -110 in most places. They're saying it opens 6 this week. I'm seeing some 6.5s, but mostly 6 across the board. Any early lean on your Patriots hosting Sam Ellinger and the Colts on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm leaning Colts right off the bat. The Patriots should not be 6-point favorites against anybody right now, I don't think, personally. I just don't think they're good enough. I thought the Colts' defense showed up yesterday in that game against the Commanders. The offense, however, not great. Sam Ellinger, also not great.
Just brutal. Just brutal.
Not what you want to see. But, like, at the same time, the Patriots have just been ugly, ugly, ugly for a couple weeks now. I'm not convinced that they're going to come in and stomp the Colts by any means, especially because, on top of that, for those who aren't paying attention, the Patriots have been awful at home for the last, like, 3 years since Tom Brady left. They have been horrible at home, and you're a 6-point favorite at home. I don't love it. I'm not saying I'm locking in the Colts yet, but I don't love it.
I'm not making you lock it in, but it's interesting you had that lean early on. I'm just checking to see which books, in fact, if I can refresh the next week. You're getting 6 there at DraftKings. There are a couple straggling 6.5s, but basically getting 6 at -110. And the public agrees with you, Scheim, early on. The public betting has come in. Over 1,000 bets they track there at the Action Network. Over 1,000 bets already. 75% of the bets on the Colts with 90% of the money. So people are saying exactly what you're seeing. They are one of the, as far as the early week goes, one of the biggest bet teams of the week. That is the Colts getting 6 or 6.5, depending on where you're looking. I'm not as convinced yet that to have a strong take on this game. I will say I was very underwhelmed with what the Colts did with Taylor and Ellinger. I mean, Paris Campbell is like the go-to guy. Michael Pittman's dropping passes. Like Shaq Leonard did come back, I think.
Yep, he did.
Yesterday in that game. So he is a factor. He's been out really all year. But I'm with you. I'm not as strong with you, but I would be leaning right now Colts plus the points early on in the week, given what we saw yesterday. I know Devontae Parker left that game. The reports that he left holding his own bags. I think, he played one play and then left the second play of the game. He came out of it. So obviously there's still going to be a running offense with Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris. Let's see where this thing opened as a
client. So it originally opened at 41. I don't know if that was the look-ahead line or not.
I'm not seeing a total. Oh, here we go. 39.5.
That's the current total, yeah.
That feels about right. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game, Sam Ellinger and Mac Jones, based on what we saw yesterday.
I agree. So. I don't expect any Patriot game at this point to be a high-scoring affair. Also, for me,
I apologize. No, I buried the lead. It's the lowest total on the board.
Yep.
Patriots-Colts, lowest total on the board for week 9.
The next lowest total is 42.5. That's what we're talking about.
That
here.
Sums it up. That's the Patriots, though. That's them.
It's so dumb, and it's so
it's not dumb. It's reality. What are you gonna do?
Well, no, it's dumb for me. I just the Patriots are right now on my no bet list. Like, it's just them and Denver are my two teams right now that I'm just like, I don't want to bet anything that has to do with their games. They're ugly. I don't quite understand what these teams are. There's poor coaching. There's poor play. Sometimes there's more of one than the other. I don't know what to do with them. So they're on my no bet list right now.
I'm with you. They're not a fun team to bet on. We said this on Saturday's podcast. They're not an enjoyable team to even like talk about the betting part of it. They're just not a fun. They're not. They're a public team that gets bet probably too much. You know, they got bet past the Jets, even the Jets' home dog. I give the public credit. They sniffed that out this weekend. They sniffed out that fraudulent 5-2 for the Jets. So you got paid if you're at the Patriots. You're going to lay 6. At least you want to bet this early in the week. 6.5 in some places. Total of 39.5. Lowest total on the board, Patriots football, in 2022. Any early look-aheads for you in week 9, Sean? Things you feel like you're going to go bet today in the great state of New Hampshire as you get all your other weekly bets in.
Yeah, Miami 4.5 over the Bears right now. It's in Chicago, but they're only favored by 4.5. This should be a 6-point game. You just saw what Dallas did to them. The Miami offense has been awesome for weeks now. Whenever Tua has been healthy, this offense has moved with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. So for me, that number stands out dramatically on this board.
Number stands out to me, and it's your team. It's your team, buddy. The Seattle Seahawks, I think, are dogs in Arizona.
2.5-point dogs to the Cardinals.
I'm betting Seattle today. Like I watched that.
They already beat them once.
Cliff Kingsbury's not good at home. Seattle is like
even better bet. Mutt is Seattle +1 in the first half. Arizona has scored 9 points in the first quarter all year. All season, they have scored 9 points in the first quarter. I want that Seattle half line of +1, like this right this second. I might even go money line and get the +110 over the -115.
I'm telling you, I couldn't believe, like, and you do that early thing, you look through. I thought they had the wrong team favored.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. It's Seattle. And the priors, what we thought going into the year, affect our thoughts now. Like, before the year, they were a 6-point dog. Like, that's the look ahead line before the season was like, you know, Seattle getting 6. So they can't go crazy with this. But I have come to the realization through 8 weeks, Geno Smith is good. Like, I'm sorry. In this offense, Geno Smith is good. Kenneth Walker fits that offense pretty well.
He's awesome.
They're both wide receivers. Like, DK Metcalf plays through a monster injury and looks good doing it. Lockett's hurt. He's trashing Russell Wilson after the game yesterday, saying it's amazing what you can get done when no one cares who the credit goes to. Like, there's about this team, and they're at Arizona, and Arizona stinks at home. Cliff Kingsbury stinks. I want the Seahawks plus.
I'm so
right now.
And on top of that, the Seahawks are in first place in the NFC West, and they're underdogs. They're underdogs. I don't get it.
I'm telling you. We talked this weekend for this game. I think this will be a pick 'em, or the Seahawks will be favorite. So I if you want this game, you want Seattle. If you're betting Seattle, I bet Seattle right now. Unless I'm missing some major injury this morning, Sean, which I don't think I am. You want Seattle plus the points.
The other thing, too, I want to mention, and this is because I did this bet this weekend, and it paid off handsomely, and I missed
on it. Is your NHL total goals bet again?
No. This is a Philadelphia Eagles bet. I read a stat heading into this weekend's game, which continued. The Philadelphia Eagles have scored more points in the second quarter than the Pittsburgh Steelers had scored all season. In just the second quarter, Philadelphia had scored more points than the Steelers had scored all season. And that continued this weekend, where they outscored Pittsburgh in the second quarter 14-3. The line in the second quarter was Philly by 3. So what did I do? I hammered Philly by 3 in the second quarter, and they covered with ease. I'm probably going to do something very similar for the Thursday game at Houston. The second quarter line isn't out yet. Those don't come out until much closer to game time. So that's something you'll just have to monitor. But it says first quarter right now for the Eagles is -3. I assume that means the second quarter will also be probably right around that -3 mark. If it's -3, I'm gonna hammer that on Thursday night.
And we get the Eagles and Texans, right?
Yep,
that's
correct.
The matchup we get. So that'll be fun. We get to see that off. I mean, it'll be fun for the first half. These Eagles games have gotten boring in the second half because they're just
AJ Brown is built different, man.
They're so good. I was texting Adam Rosenberg, who was with the Action Network, or was with the Action Network and the Better Collaborative. A couple weeks ago, I'm like, your team's going undefeated. He's a big Eagles fan. I'm like, they're not going to look at their schedule.
Their schedule is soft, and they're really good.
We mentioned them early. They were the team to bet after a week or two for most wins in the NFL this year, even more than Buffalo. And so hope people jumped in on that and got that, because they are really, really good. We got a weird Monday night game tonight. I'm going to be honest. Like, I understand Halloween. They wanted two orange and black teams, and they got the colors they want for Halloween night, Browns and Bengals, no Jamar Chase, so you'll get plenty of Boyd and some other no-name receivers for the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm really not into this game, Sean. I was hoping were going to be too, but in talking to you before the show, it sounded like you're not really thrilled with the betting card today on Monday.
No, I don't love it. I think my play, I am going to bet on this game. I think I'm going to bet on the over, though. These two teams, whenever they play against each other, just tend to go over. Cincinnati kind of unlocked exactly what they wanted to be on offense last week when Joe Burrow had like 350 yards at halftime, which is literally they just play in shotgun now. They don't line up under center anymore.
I'm okay with that.
Yep.
I like
that. And Joe Burrow just spreads it out, and they're just running from shotgun now with Mixon instead of lining up under center to run and run play action. Instead, Burrow's just in shotgun, and it's better for their offense. He's better at doing it because that was his superpower coming out of college, is his vision from the shotgun is the best in football, and I don't think it's particularly close. And so to just let him just dissect things and grip it and rip it from the shotgun is exactly what you want to do for the Bengals. So I think they've started to figure things out. I think Cleveland can score. They're one of those garbage time teams where I think they'll probably be out of it pretty early. Would be my guess. They may score on like the first drive. They'll have a nice first drive, and then the Bengals will just start lighting it up. So I'm on the over of 45. I'm also leaning Bengals money line. Might just put the two together tonight and call it a day.
I want the under on Kareem Hunt rushing yards at, I think it's 36.5 right now currently, available on DK. You're going to lay the juice -130, but they keep posting this like these guys are 1-1A. There's Kareem Hunt, there's trade talk there. I suspect he'll get moved in the next 24, 48 hours. Like, we'll see. I'm not going to be completely shocked. It's not a huge opportunity, like probably 10% chance. If Kareem Hunt's inactive tonight, because there's so much trade talk about him, you know, why would you risk playing him in this game if you're going to trade him in the next 24 hours with the trading deadline being this week? So they posted his rushing total initially at 37.5. It's already down to 36.5 -130. I want the under in his rushing total. If they do repost his rushing attempts, we hit this last week. I want the under on rushing attempts. They have only Mixon listed right now. They don't have any Cleveland Browns listed, but they had posted this earlier at 9.5. And I want the under of that as well, Sean. They use him only in passing situations. He's not the 1A to Nick Chubb. So I don't know why they keep doing this. I want the under on those two for Kareem Hunt. But it's just, I don't know, something about, I'm not excited about this game. I wish I was. It's Monday Night Football. I'll be watching and eating candy, that is for sure. But I don't have a real strong feeling other than I want to fade Kareem Hunt on the ground against the Bengals.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do.
I like where your head's at. Because of your conviction on Kareem Hunt, which I support and am in favor of, I'll probably throw together a nice little Same game parlay.
There it is.
We bet with DK just because we have to. That's the only one we can get to. They give you a nice boost every game day, so you can get a nice same game parlay boost tonight. Without the boost, Bengals money line over 39.5. So you adjust it down even a little bit more for yourself, and then under 39.5 for Kareem Hunt is +245.
Ooh.
Boost that up. That'll be like 4-1, and you call it a day. And that'll be the one bet I place on tonight, I think.
Anything else in the betting card for tonight?
Nope.
I think the Bruins and Celtics both off, correct?
Correct, yeah. There's only three hockey games on tonight, none of which are very appealing. Yesterday was an awesome day for hockey. There were like six games. Unfortunately, hockey's doing this weird thing where they play one game at 2, and then they don't play another game until 7, and then three of them at 8. Instead of just spreading it out like, you know,
Boo.
A smart individual would. So we got mad about that last night. Missed on the Rangers over. They had an empty netter. Chris Kreider decided to hit the side of the net instead.
Ugh.
So missed on the Rangers over 5.5 in that game. But it is what it is. We're
moving
on.
Have they reset that daily goal special that you put us on to last
week? So I haven't seen it since I brought it up.
I think you ran him out of business with that, with you telling how to people how to bet those things.
I hit it two times in a row, and everybody's like, "Ooh, can't do this anymore." Shine's on to us. In football, I didn't miss a bet yesterday. I hit like three or four different parlays on top of my straight bets. So I got a lot of bankroll to play with this week. So I'm feeling frisky, but tonight is not the night to do it.
Love it. All right. Subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Odyssey app. I emailed you earlier this morning, Shime, on Friday. We can either do Friday on the Access audio only at like 10, or if you think you can get home in a quick enough fashion, I can hop on the video and do our Twitch thing at 11. I just got to be out for a prior engagement by about 11:45 or 11:50. I cannot do our usual Saturday morning. I will be en route to Mohegan Sun for the annual Breeders' Cup party down there.
Ooh.
So I'm hosting that. And it's an early start time this year because an East Coast Breeders' Cup at Keeneland Racecourse. So that's going to be on it's going to start. I got to be on stage at 11:30. So I have a very early departure, and I'm going to have no time on Saturday morning to do our usual props and picks. I apologize.
No,
hopefully it's a one-time thing, but you tell me what you want to do Friday, and I will make it work on my end.
I think we do over Access. That'll give us plenty of time to really go through the games we like, really go through the props. We won't feel nearly as rushed. We can go 30 minutes, or we can go 45, 50 minutes if we want. Give ourselves plenty of cushion there. So let's do just audio only on Friday.
We'll
give you picks and props all on Friday.
And I'll have some Breeders' Cup picks on Friday as well, for both Friday and
Perfect.
Saturday. And how about this, John? How about this? I heard from the great people at the BetQL, our company, Odyssey and BetQL.
Mm-hmm.
They were big fans of our work.
Wow.
On what we did with that game. And so I continued the conversation and said, why don't you guys have a chat for Breeders' Cup Saturday? So guess what? I'm hosting a chat
all day
Breeders' Cup Saturday. So I'm going to have live picks during the day on the BetQL app. With the idea being, assuming it goes well, we do it for a bunch of big races next year.
Holy
on Saturdays.
Smokes. Look at this guy.
Well, they're wheeling and dealing over here. I was told they liked our work. They said we were funny in there. We had some fun. We interacted. I said, hell yeah, we did. That's what me and Chime do.
Exactly. What's the difference for us? We would have been texting each other half the same stuff anyways. So now we just get to chat with a bunch of other people as well. It's a blast.
And as I told him, imagine what happened when you could actually live bet in Massachusetts.
I know. Oh, God. Imagine. I would have been live. I will be when we could finally do that. If we host another BetQL thing, if we're lucky enough to do that, while there's live betting here, I will be popping off in that chat. Let me tell you,
I can't wait. So we'll have a full week of programming for you here on the BetQL podcast. Best thing you can do is tell a friend and help us out with social media. Get people to download and spread the word that we are talking sports betting daily from a Boston angle here on the Boston BetQL podcast. Anything else for the people, Shime, on this very sunny, bright Monday morning?
No, that's it for me. I had a wonderful weekend. I'm going to continue.
I can tell.
I got to tell you, Mutt, that San Francisco Christian McCaffrey combo, that paid off dividends.
He was awesome.
This weekend.
He was awesome.
Triple crown.
Caught one. I ran one.
Two different same game parlays, all centered around San Fran winning and Christian McCaffrey having a day. Both paid off, as well as a touchdown player parlay, which never hits. Hit yesterday for me, so I'm I'm going to go to the gym. I got to work off all this energy.
Does the Scheim household get trick-or-treaters where you live?
No, we do not.
Candy? Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, what kind of candy will be served, but you'll be just be serving yourself candy.
You know, I'm trying to be better about my diet, my intake here, Mutt, so we don't have candy in the house. Went to Target.
What?
Went to Target yesterday.
What?
I stood there in front of the Reese's Pumpkins, and I said, you know what, Chris? You're better than this. You don't need to do this. And we walked out with what we already had. And that was not
that's a mistake
related.
By you, because I went to a pharmacy, a big brand pharmacy, that has a buy five, get five of those.
Oh,
I stole your line on Friday's show. And the peanut butter chocolate ratio is just 10 times better
100%.
In these seasonal Reese's. And it's buy five, get five free. So we stocked up.
I love it. Oh, they're so good.
All right. Well, happy Halloween, Scheim. Did you dress up today for the show?
I did. Yeah, I dressed up as the ghosts Mac Jones is seeing on the field. If you think I'm lying, go check out my Instagram story or Courtney Cox's Instagram story. It's just a nice photo of me through the glass in the producer's booth wearing a nice ghost outfit with a sign that says only Mac can see me. So,
all right. You're the best. Let's root against Kareem Hunt tonight on the ground. Root for your Bengals in the over. We'll talk tomorrow morning. Thank you, buddy.
Love it, Mutt. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.